This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yeah, good point, Aaron. It was passed in 2018 by both houses of New South Wales Parliament. Now, what's happened the past couple of years, it has gone into inquiries. So there was a standing committee who has reviewed this legislation. Interestingly, what they said was they recommend the government introduce some amendments, but the Act should actually commence 1 January next year.
This is a sensitive question. I know it's a hard one, but what does slavery in Australia, in New South Wales, what does modern slavery look like?
Yeah, so if I can take you to one of our rescue stories from last week, there was, in fact, a simultaneous sting operation where 5 suspects and 15 victims were rescued from cyber sex trafficking in Bislig City in Philippines just last week. Now, this started from a tip from the Australian Federal Police. And, in fact, 18% of referrals for this crime to the Philippines come from Australia. So what we see is cyber sex trafficking of children is truly a transnational crime. And this operation shows Australians are part of the problem as well as the solution.
There is something we can all do about that, and that's coming up in just a moment. But I wouldn't mind zooming out for a moment and asking you about International Justice Mission. Can you tell us broadly the work you do?
Yeah, we're a global organisation. In fact, the world's biggest anti-slavery organisation. We protect the poor from violence throughout the developing world. We partner with local authorities to rescue victims of violence, bring criminals to justice, restore survivors, and also strengthen the justice systems. So, we're a partnership business. We go in and work with local authorities to make change for life.
What do we need today to do to make sure that our government knows just how important it is that this is as an issue and that they need to act on it?
Yeah, we're asking Australians to send a message that they want men, women and children around the world caught involved in oppressive situations of slavery to be protected. So to trigger a debate in Parliament, we need 20,000 signatures on an e-petition, and everyone's voice is powerful in getting that discussion had.
To access this e-petition, what's the best and the quickest way? Obviously, time is of the essence here.
Yes, we need people to sign up by the 1st of September. They can find it through the International Justice Mission social media channels or Hope 103.2 social media.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.